Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode has been highly requested. We're talking about how to get your baby to take good naps, to take naps in general, but to also take good naps, because we all know there is nothing worse than finally getting your baby down and then they're awake 10 minutes later. So we are going to talk about five things that you can do to get your baby or toddler to take some good naps. There are age-specific recommendations that I can go more into eventually, but I just wanted to start out with this episode that kind of covers five tips that you can implement for really age 0 to 4 when they stop taking a nap. If your baby or toddler is napping, this episode is for you. I will go further in depth on, you know, obviously it's different depending on if I'm talking about a 4 week old or a 3 year old on some of these tips, but for what I'm covering today, it's going to be all of the above. It's going to be something that you can apply across the board. And I'm excited to just kind of dive right in, and hopefully you can implement these ASAP and get your baby or toddler napping today. So let's just dive right in. I know you're busy and I know you're tired, so let's do it. Hey mama, are you tired of constantly being exhausted, not knowing what the day or night will hold? Are you sick of letting your mental and physical health suffer and feeling out of control of your day-to-day life as a mom? Are you ready to feel empowered and in control of your mind and home and finally feel rested again? Hey, I'm Alexa Martinez, pediatric sleep consultant, postpartum doula, and fellow mama who has been in your shoes, and I am so glad that you're here. Think of this as a cozy conversation with your best friend on a comfy couch mixed with a coaching session. Mom life, health and wellness, sleep, faith, and how to get rid of the overwhelm are all topics we will cover here on the podcast. And trust me, we don't shy away from the real and hard stuff. I'm here to help you put systems in place so that you can finally let go of the baggage and start enjoying motherhood the way you were created to. It's time to start feeling like yourself again, friend. So go reheat your coffee, I'm sure for the 10th time today, and let's dive right in. Because mama, you matter too. First, before we get started on these tips that you can implement right away, I just wanted to let y'all know that I am having a flash sale on my newborn guide. So my newborn guide is normally $37. It goes over sample schedules, sample routines for any age between 0 and 5 months. So if you have a baby that is not sleeping great through the night or not sleeping great during the day, not taking great naps, hello, today's episode. There is a sale going on right now through, let's see, for the next week. So whatever that lands on, the 17th, so through the 24th, the sale is going to be 50% off. It brings it down to $18, and it is extremely extensive, but in bite-sized chunks that a newborn parent, an exhausted newborn parent, can read and implement. And it just gives you some good ideas and some sample daytime schedules that you can just start implementing right away. It's also a great baby shower gift. Nobody needs another onesie, even though they're super cute. So you can always buy it for $18 and gift it to a new mom, because trust me, good sleep is better than the super cute and frilly onesies. So just wanted to bring that to your attention. I will leave the link and the code is 50 off. I will leave that in the show notes. So grab that today. Like I said, it'll only be on sale for the next week. And I just really want to get this in the hands of as many mamas as possible, because I needed this when I had a newborn. Okay. That being said, let's just dive right in on how to get your baby or toddler to take good naps. So I'm going to go through these pretty quickly, because I feel like it's just a matter of, like, I don't need to get into the sciencey part of this. I just need to help you get your baby taking a good nap. So let's just stick with me. I'm going to go through these pretty quickly. And that's saying a lot, because I like to chat, if you haven't gathered that much already. So anyway, we'll try our best. So number one, I just want to begin with saying, set yourself up with realistic expectations. If you have a 3-week old and your baby isn't taking good naps, that is so normal. And it is, you know, typically I don't see naps regularly until a few months old, but there are things, of course, that you can do that I'm going to go over that can get you some decent naps. But please don't look at other parents and other babies on social media or even your friends and just set yourself up for failure and for disappointment by seeing all these other babies or toddlers taking great naps, and you're like, well, there must be something wrong with my kid or something wrong with the way I'm parenting because my baby is the only one not napping. Trust me, naps are the hardest thing to consolidate. They are. They just, even when I work with a family and we nail down nighttime sleep, naps always come second. Always. Naps are a different part of their brain than nighttime sleep. So we'll get nighttime down pat, and then it takes sometimes a few more days to get daytime down. So just know that it is totally normal for your baby or toddler to have crappy naps, because it's just, naps are harder. They're less tired. It's not nighttime. Naturally, biologically, they're just not as tired, and so it's harder for them to fall asleep most of the time. So please just know that going in and set yourself up with realistic expectations, not only for their naps, but also for you, knowing that once we get your baby sleeping great naps, you don't have to stress yourself out and have these expectations of napping all day at home every single day, every single nap, because sometimes that doesn't happen. So sometimes we're going to have a car nap. Sometimes we're going to have a stroller nap. Sometimes we're going to have a nap in a carrier while you walk another child to school or whatever it is. It's knowing that you can give yourself some grace, and we can do everything we can to get good naps, but giving yourself that grace and setting yourself up for not for failure, and knowing that you can have some flexibility, is something that I wish somebody would have told me when I had my son, because I was so stressed about sticking to the perfect schedule. And if he wasn't napping, I thought something is wrong with him or wrong with me. So just please give yourself some grace and know that it is totally biologically normal for naps to suck, and we're going to try to fix it. So that's number one. Number two, understanding wake windows and getting them on a good routine. So I do have a blog post that goes super in depth on wake windows and tells you exactly what they are according to your baby's age. As I always say, nothing is cookie cutter. Some babies need longer wake windows. Some babies need shorter. It's never look at a wake window and say, okay, I have to follow this to a T. But they are really a helpful guideline to start with. So understanding wake windows, your baby's sleepy cues, not letting them get overtired or start their nap undertired, and then also getting them on a good routine, starting the nap with a condensed version of your nighttime routine. So that could look like, singing a quick song and changing their diaper, a feed, and then rock for a few minutes and then put them in their bed. It could also look like having quiet playtime in their room so that they're comfortable in their room before their nap. Whatever works for you and your family, just having some sort of routine that you're doing consistently and getting them on good wake windows so you're not just right out of the gate setting yourself up for failure. Because trust me, if you're not following those wake windows and you're kind of all over the place and the routine isn't consistent, you're just setting them up for failure and yourself too, because it's so frustrating. Nothing is harder trying to get an overtired baby to sleep. So I will leave that link in the show notes as well, the link to my wake window guide. That way you can kind of take a look and see if you're where you need to be or if you need to adjust some things and kind of do trial by error. Sometimes you do need to start with wake windows that look good on paper, but then kind of adjust them to your baby's needs. If you feel like they're getting tired a little bit earlier or not quite tired enough when they're supposed to be, you'll learn as you go. So just kind of play around with it a little bit and get them on a good routine. Okay. Number three, Making sure the room is pitch black and that they have a sound machine on just like nighttime. So I've had a lot of parents recently, like, for some reason, it's come up a lot that they're like, wait, I'm supposed to have the room dark at nap time? And I'm like, yes, ideally, yes, that would be wonderful, because if it's light outside, their brains just, it's really hard for their brains to shut down and take a good nap when it's bright outside. And they're, I don't know, the science behind naps is their sleep cycles. They're waking up every 30 to 45 minutes while they're taking naps and at nighttime sleep, but even lighter sleep cycles during naps. So it's super common for baby to wake up at that 30, 45 minute mark. And most of the time, if your baby knows how to kind of self-soothe and put themselves back to sleep, they'll just go right back to sleep. Or if the room is dark, they'll just kind of not even open their eyes. They just stir a little bit and they connect those sleep cycles. If the room is super bright, even if they went down easy at the beginning of the nap, they're not going to be able to connect those sleep cycles as well than if the room was pitch black. So get a good set of blackout curtains. And I love the slumber pod. I have some families that use the slumber pod not only for travel, but also for naps at home, just to get it super dark in there. That's totally fine. Whatever works for you, get the room super dark and turn that sound machine up just like you do at nighttime. Step number 4, we are going to make sure that they get enough activity in before their naps. So of course, this is going to look different for a 2-week-old than it is for a 4-year-old, but for, you know, before they're crawling, we're really just trying to focus on tummy time, getting them enough tummy time in. And that's not only good for their development and their reflexes and everything like that, it's also really great for filling their tired tank and getting them tired between their naps. It just exerts enough energy to where they're not just laying there staring at you, which is pretty much all you can do for the first few months, it feels like. It gives them a little bit of something to do and a new perspective, and you know, it's good for their neck muscles and it helps them get a little bit tired as well. It helps them exert some energy. For a baby or toddler that's a little bit older, maybe if they're around 7 to 14 months, maybe that's just working on crawling or getting them to stand up on your lap or whatever that may look like, just getting them to exert a little bit of energy in some physical form can really help get them tired and in a good spot to finally take a nap. So obviously toddlers, when they're running around, they're exerting energy, I feel like, all day long. So I don't think you really have to worry about that when they start walking/running. But before that, it really is intentional, making sure that they're getting enough movement in, not only for their growth and it's great for their development and growth and learning new skills, but it's really helpful in trying to get them tired enough to follow their wake windows, and by the time you place them down, they're not fighting it. They're tired enough for sleep. Number 5, and I feel like the most important one, is encouraging self-soothing. So this is, don't panic and be like, my baby can't put themselves to sleep. It's okay. We're going to work on it. Don't panic by just hearing me say this, because I know a lot of parents hear that and they hear the put them down drowsy but awake and teach them how to self-soothe. And they're like, I don't know how to do that. That feels too overwhelming. I'm just going to stick to what I'm doing. I'm going to feed them or rock them to sleep or both. They just sleep so much better when you're not feeding them to sleep, when you're teaching them to go down by themselves. What I mean by themselves is in their own sleep space, but you're still in there with them. And this is, again, this is going to look different every age. So if they're a toddler, we're still encouraging self-soothing and putting themselves to sleep, but this tip is specifically for the younger side of babies. So what I want you to do is, realistic expectations. They're not going to just know naturally how to put themselves to sleep, and that's okay. So especially when they're really little, it just takes practice. It takes consistency. So you're going to lay them down when you're right next to them, and if you want to, like, I have some parents that I work with and they're like, well, I kind of want to keep one nap a day, especially when they're really little. I really want to keep one nap a day where they're contact napping on me. That's totally fine. Keep that contact nap. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you enjoy it. When I start to step in is when you're starting to struggle and you're like, I cannot deal with another contact nap. I can't do it anymore. So keep a contact nap if you want, but all the other naps, practice putting them down by themselves. So there's a way to have balance in this. You don't have to look at this as a all or nothing solution. So lay them down while you're right next to them. You're going to place your hand on their chest. You're going to jiggle them a little bit. Make sure that they're in their sleep sack or swaddle. You're going to place your hand on their chest and rock them back and forth, or pat them pretty hard on the butt or the belly, whatever works better. Just give them that like jiggling and comforting sensation. It feels like when they were in your belly if they're really little. So jiggle them, shush them, turn the sound machine up again, trace their eyebrows with your fingers. And you're just going to provide a lot of support when they're learning how to do this. This also works with a little bit older babies as well. So just provide all the support. Again, just trace their eyebrows and their nose with your fingers. Jiggle them, pat them, shush them. You're going to do that until they fall asleep. That could take 15 minutes. I'm just warning you, it can. While they're learning this new skill. So be patient, be consistent with it, and just start practicing that. They will eventually fall asleep off of you. They will. So try that. And then you can just, you know, after a few days, then start gradually, like, just not leaving the room before they're asleep quite yet, but just start gradually fading out how much like padding you're doing or jiggling they're doing. Maybe eventually just stop with the jiggle altogether and just trace their eyebrows, or vice versa. Just pat them instead of tracing their eyebrows. We're just going to kind of gradually fade out your assistance until they are doing it by themselves. So again, this does take consistency. This does take effort on your part, but it does pay off and it does get them able to soothe themselves back to sleep when they wake up in the middle of their sleep cycles and their naps. If they are littler, shorter naps are totally normal. So that's okay. You don't need them to be on a super long nap. But when they're starting to move to 1, 2, even 3 naps a day, we do want them to start getting a little bit longer and consolidating, especially the 2 naps and the 1 nap. So just starting to practice that early can be super helpful on consolidating naps as you go and as you drop naps over the months. So that is all that I have for you today on naps. Again, I will go more in depth on by age eventually, but I just wanted to give you the solid foundation that you can implement no matter your baby's age and hopefully start getting them to take good naps today. I love you. I am here for you. Please join our Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. Everything I discussed today is in the show notes, all the links, but definitely join our free Facebook group. I'm in there every day and answering sleep questions. I also provide sleep free resources in there. I also have a free sleep guide to conquering your nights and anxiety in the show notes as well. So that sleep guide is completely free for you to download. It's just my gift to you. And I will just pray that this blesses you and brings you some peace and quiet during the day when you need it most. I'll talk to you later. Hey, sister. If this episode brought some value to your life, encouraged you, or made your day better in some way, please share this with another mama friend who could use some encouragement and let her know she is seen and loved. I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group where I bring value like this every single day and get to answer your questions personally. You can find the link down below in show notes. I pray your day brings you peace and rest, and I can't wait for our next chat. Talk to you soon, sweet friend.